Crews are going to begin removing harmful plants in the gorge from Devil's Hole State Park to the Niagara Gorge Discovery Center and replacing them with native grasses, shrubs, and trees. The Restore the Gorge project is being led by the Western New York Land Conservancy. Its executive director, Nancy Smith, says native plants are key to improving water quality. Ann Smith says the Niagara River is a globally significant, important bird area.
It is on the same par as the Galapagos, Yellowstone, and the Everglades. So it's not just important for wildlife, though, also for people. So we are confident that this revitalized Niagara Gorge will be important to not only the quality of life of our residents of Niagara Falls in our region, but the 9 million visitors who come each year.
The $2.1 million project is the latest investment by the state to strengthen tourism in Niagara Falls. Mayor Paul Deister says the project will enhance the ecosystem and restore the gorge as close as possible to the way it looked hundreds of years ago.
I think that this is a project that is very, very important. It has economic significance to our tourism economy, but I think it's even more important because it shows that our concern for the environment isn't just about us and our lifetimes, but that we're concerned about the world that our kids and our grandkids are going to live in. This is truly a gift to the world, the restoration of the Niagara River Gorge.
The work's expected to be complete in about 2 years. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.